Spring is coming, but that's not necessarily great news for everyone. I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Today, we'll take a look at why the issue of refugees is both a challenge and an opportunity, and we'll ask a tough question about crisis, too. Since January 1st, over 100,000 refugees have entered Europe by boat, says the United Nations. Yet as the weather improves, those numbers will only get bigger. Al Goff with Global Aid Network.
When spring hits, there will be millions, literally millions, coming over as quickly as possible. Estimates are up to a range of around 3 million in Turkey waiting to come in.
In the meantime, the dangerous weather provides an equally dangerous opportunity.
Strangely enough, when it's really bad weather, the refugee smugglers drop their prices down. So you actually see a lot more women and children come during that time.
The reality is more than weather makes these trips dangerous. Women and children often pack onto boats filled with desperate fleeing men. However, Gain works to help refugees both before and after their seaway travels. At the moment, their two biggest needs are for volunteers and prayer. So if you would, pray for the safety of these refugees and also pray for the work of the gospel in their hearts. With the global refugee crisis presenting impressive numbers, other situations are pretty much going unnoticed. Malawi, a small, landlocked country in southeastern Africa, is in a world of hurt. Floods and drought last year created a massive food shortage for this year. It's bad enough that one in five people could starve to death. Holly Cunningham of the Chisomo Idea says what's more.
Those communities are already areas where prostitution is high. Those at-risk type activities are already a part of that community. And those things will increase when farmers are out of work, when they have to look for other ways to make money.
Noel Musicha says they're working out ways to respond to the immediate crisis and continue to build relationships in the community. He's challenging you to ask yourself two questions.
Hey, God, how can you use me in this season? How can you use me, even in this time of crisis, for me to be a refuge for someone?
Are you ready for the answers? We'll connect the dots in part two of this story tomorrow. You're listening to Mission Network News. I gotta say, these are exciting times for the Great Commission. Technology is making our job as believers easier than ever before. Troy Carl says Faith Comes by Hearing is working on a global network that uses mobile devices to deliver God's word.
So the whole idea is to connect the unconnected. The technology isn't exclusive to difficult areas, but it's exclusive to any area that isn't connected. This kind of technology isn't just for our particular type of distribution, but it actually will create a whole new kind of phone network and other types of communication networks that we're going to see in the next few years.
Bottom line, it's going to get the Bible to those who've never heard about Christ in record time.
We are in a very unique moment in history. Just like when you want something, you look at your phone, you talk to your phone, and it searches and brings you that content. Someday, it's going to bring you the Word of God.
And International Women's Day is March 8th, and a perfect gift would be laundry soap. Well, it could be if you're a refugee in the Middle East. Being clean is about dignity. Now, if you buy a wristlet through the Jesus Film Project, you get a copy of the movie Magdalena. And the ministry will also give a laundry bag with soap and a copy of Magdalena to a refugee woman. The movie opens a door to talk about the life of Jesus. The link's at our website. Who knew that doing laundry would be the key? When you give to a cause, you don't usually hear what happens through your donation. You sow in faith, trusting that God will take care of the rest. Today at our website, Christian Resources International shares how God is using those faith gifts to help believers in Haiti. You can read the full report at missionnews.org. Donating your extra Christian books and Bibles might not seem like much, but they are strengthening the faith of believers around the world. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Set Free Ministries is offering the booklet, Who I Am in Christ, as a resource to help you better understand your identity. It's free when you sign up at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.